Hump days are always ones that I feel need to have a little humor injected into them. And who better to do it than one of the funniest men to ever live, Bill Murray.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. On Sunday night, Bill Murray picked up his Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
It's nice to be here, and I don't, as much as I dreaded this, I really had to come back to this idea that there's love. That's what we came with, what we go with.
David Letterman, Steve Martin, Jimmy Kimmel, Miley Cyrus, Aziz Ansari, and Bill's Ghostbusters co-star Sigourney Weaver were among those on hand to pay tribute to the legend.
I'm confused, and I feel like I'm in a wedding. This is like a hurricane around me, you know, and everything's happening, and it's a blur. But I tried to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Along with his assemblage of comedy classics, including Caddyshack, Stripes, What About Bob, and Groundhog Day, Murray is notorious for partaking in kamikaze comedy stunts, such as crashing random frat parties, as well as allegedly walking up to total strangers in a restaurant, eating a piece of bacon off their plate, looking them dead in the eye, and saying, "No one's gonna believe you," before promptly leaving. Now that's just plain funny. This happens so often, in fact, that there's even a website dedicated to the encounters called BillMurrayStories.com. Recently, he even hijacked a White House press conference simply to voice his support for the Cubs in the World Series. When it comes to comedy, I'm not sure it gets much better than Bill Murray, a man most certainly deserving of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.